fact-finding in the department office. Patrick called from his room, saying he was leaving for Harlem. Instead of focusing on his departure, I asked him a series of questions about my denial. Realizing that he had to leave, I stopped, wished him well, and went back to my computer. But I panicked. I wrote an email to Dr. Harris, asking for an explanation for the denial. I told her my winter courses had already started and went on to explain that my plan was already in progress and that I was puzzled about the change in her decision. The email I wrote was long, but her response was brief. According to Dr. Harris, she had not yet seen my transcript when we had met, nor my grades from the current semester. She bluntly informed me not to contact the department any further. The department, however, still answered to me. There was no way I was going to let her or any admissions committee take away my dream of continuing my education in English. Knowing too much was at stake, I put on my best clothing, comprised mainly of a tweed jacket and nice pants, the very clothing I had planned to wear on my first day at graduate school, and headed to campus. There were very few students on campus by this point in the winter. Everyone was already home or heading home for break. I was probably one of the few English majors left in the department and on campus. Entering the English department, I brazenly walked into the office of undergraduate secretary Susan. We were friendly and on good terms. I was sweating, huffing, puffing. I was so mad. Even more so, I was confused. I explained to the undergraduate secretary what had happened, that I'd been rejected from the English graduate program despite what Dr. Harris had assured me. I further reiterated the plan I'd gone over with Dr. Harris. After taking 19 winter session credits, I would have enough credits to graduate. And I had applied to graduate school, hoping I could begin taking courses in the coming spring. I asked the secretary, "Who is above Dr. Harris? Who is in charge here?" She advised me that Dr. B was the only person above Dr. Harris, the chair in charge of the entire department. I requested to meet with Dr. B and figure out what had happened to my application. I remember leaving the undergraduate secretary's office and heading back, way back into the graduate area of the department office. All the way in the back was Dr. B's office. I knocked on the door. "Come in," said Dr. B. I walked in and sat down, still huffing and puffing and sweating up my good shirt. "Dr. B, this morning I received a transmission from the English graduate school saying I was rejected." I explained further. "I emailed Dr. Harris, and she said she didn't even look at my transcript before we went ahead and made a plan for me to graduate." Dr. B looked me up and down. "A transmission," he said. "You know, you don't act like a graduate student." His responses were only making me more angry. I was more than angry, I was heated, probably emitting little lines of rage like a cartoon figure. I didn't know what to do. Dr. B suggested that I calm down and then said, "I'm not going to change my decision, so I think you'd better leave." That was the time I was met with Dr. B in his office, and the last time I traveled into the graduate department area without retaliatory action from the campus.